This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump traveled on Thursday to the crucial U.S. battleground state of Michigan to visit a Ford Motor Company plant amid hostility with its Democratic governor over how quickly to reopen its economy. Trump visited the Ford plant, which has been recast to produce ventilators and personal protective equipment, and met with African American leaders to discuss vulnerable populations hit by the virus. The president, who has said he is taking a drug not proven for the coronavirus, did not wear a mask during the event, even though Ford earlier this week reiterated its policy that all visitors have to wear them. Trump is urging states to loosen coronavirus-related restrictions so the battered U.S. economy can recover. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is facing a backlash from some critics against her stay-at-home orders in a state hit hard by the last recession. The United States has told international partners it's pulling out of a surveillance treaty set up decades ago. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Open Skies Treaty allows more than 30 nations to conduct unarmed observation flights over each other's territory, aimed at promoting trust and averting conflict. The Trump administration says it wants out, claiming Russia is violating the treaty. Plus, it says the imagery collected during the flights can be obtained faster and cheaper from satellites. Leaving the treaty is expected to strain relations with Russia and also upset European allies, whom some members of Congress say rely on the treaty to keep Moscow accountable for its military activities. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 2.4 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week in the latest wave of layoffs from the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The number of people out of work has grown to over 38 million, although the flood of layoffs is slowing.
We've seen claims decline for 7 straight weeks, so it's obvious that the pace of layoffs is slowing.
And while the job losses happen so quickly, PNC chief economist Gus Fauché thinks rehiring will take a lot longer.
Even if consumers are spending, the level of spending is still much lower than it was in February and early March, and so businesses may not see the need to rehire even if the economy is growing.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
China's parliament will propose legislation to protect security in Hong Kong in response to pro-democracy protests in the territory last year that sometimes turned violent. A National People's Congress spokesman announced the plan Thursday as an annual high-level political conference in China that was delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic got underway in Beijing. Security laws for Hong Kong have long been considered, but Beijing accelerated efforts to enact them after months of anti-government protests in the former British colony that was handed over to China in 1997. The legislation could lead to a change in Hong Kong's special status in the United States and is likely to trigger more unrest. Wide swaths of coastal India and Bangladesh are flooded and millions are without power as Cyclone Amphan, the most powerful storm to hit the region in more than a decade, has cut a path of destruction that is still being assessed. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
Many parts of the Indian metropolis of Kolkata, home to more than 14 million people, are underwater, and its airport has closed briefly by flooding. Roads are littered with uprooted trees and lampposts, electricity and communication lines are down, and centuries-old buildings are damaged. Officials in both countries say the full extent of the damage caused by the cyclone is not known because communications to many places are cut. Hundreds of thousands of people were evacuated ahead of the storm, a process complicated by the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Hollywood actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband Massimo Giannulli have agreed to serve prison time as part of a plea deal in the college admissions bribery case. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Loughlin and Giannulli were supposed to go on trial in October. They're accused of paying $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into the University of Southern California as crew team recruits, even though neither of them had any rowing experience. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
VOA. VOA1. VOA1. The best music now.
Megan Trainor, No Excuses, from a couple of years ago. Megan's got a brand new song. She just put it out a couple of days ago, and it's called Genetics, and it features the Pussycat Dolls, and she invites her fans to record dance videos to that song and send the dance videos to her email address, and she'll probably pick somebody to do something special, like appear in one of her music videos or something once this quarantine thing ends. Coming up next, Katy Perry, who just put out a brand new single, which is called Daisies. And this one's called Never Really Over on VOA 1.
I'm losing my self-control. Yeah, you're starting to trickle back in. But I don't want to fall down the rabbit hole. Cross my heart, I won't do it again. Tell myself, draw the line. And I do, but once in a while I trip up and I cross the line. And I think of you, 2 years and just like that. My head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, he was such a mess. Why wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Just because it's over doesn't mean I could try hypnotherapy. I gotta rewire this brain. Cause I can't even go on the internet without even checking your name. I tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and I cross the line. Oh, yeah.
Way One, Maren Morris, and her brand new song, which is The Bones. And it's her first big hit since she put out The Middle a few years ago. The Bones is number one on the country music charts right now, so congratulations to her. On social media, she posted some photos of her little baby boy. She's married to singer Ryan Hurd, and they have a little newborn son named Hayes Andrew Hurd. So life is good for Maren Morris. I'm Larry London. Here's Harry Styles, Adore You. This is VOA 1 and the hits.
hits.
VOA1.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home. Stays right here in its cage. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between.
Out the box, I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the
the whole damn field. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals. We been trapping like the 80s. She said that so. Got the cash out. Told on wipe a no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know. I've been moving them out and steal it with me. Then he got the blues in the pouch. Yeah. Took her to the forest, put the wood in her mouth. Don't wear no shoes in my house. The private I'm flying in, I never wanna fly again. I take my chances in traffic. Yeah. She sucking on no hands with it. I just made a rolly plane like a landing strip. I'm a 2020 president candidate. I done put 100 bands on Zimmerman. I've been moving real gangster, so that's why she pick a crit. Shawty call me Chris Paul, cause I pop my. Got it out the mud. There's nothing you could tell me. Yeah, when I had a job. South Street wealthy. Yeah, out the coupe at the lot. Told him 12 swap. Buzzing all the bells out the box. I just hit a leak with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn seal. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals. We been trapping like the 80s. She said that so. Got the cash out. Told on wipe but no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul.
VOA1. He's Roddy Rich and getting richer every day. That's The Box on VOA1. My name is Larry London, keeping you company. Thank you so much for joining us. Did you know that 80% of the coronavirus cases are mild, even though there's over 3 million cases reported around the world right now? It seems that young people and healthy people face a much lower risk of serious illness. The elderly and people with health conditions face a higher risk of fatality. If you have diabetes or high blood pressure, those health conditions do present a higher risk. If you have a cough, fever, and shortness of breath, please contact a doctor and stay away from other people. And if you want additional information, you can find it on our website. Please go to voanews.com. And you'll find all the information you need right there. I'm Larry London. This is VOA1, The Hits.